At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to yet another episode of the Progressive Vedic Astrology Series. Today we are going to be talking about the third group of nine of the Ganas, or the groups of human beings on earth, the Rakshasa Gana. Now this one is Rakshasa, literally means demonic, but it's the tendencies we have to understand from the new energy point of view. Okay, we can't say demons as in one with horns and tails. This is about the shadow aspect, what we in popular new age terms call the shadow. This unravels the shadow aspects in many forms, nine forms to be precise, and how it plays out in the human being and in the collective. The Rakshasa Ganas, they are more tamasic in nature, that is, they are all about grounding, and they have certain qualities. Let's look at certain qualities about them in general. So what are the Rakshasa Ganas about? They are about tamasic, because we've covered sattva and rajasic ganas. This is a tamasic one. So they can be stubborn and rigid in their views and in their opinions and approach. So stubborn, what does stubbornness mean really in this context? Stubbornness is, and rigidity basically mean, it's a tamasic quality in itself, but what else does it mean? I want to stick to my opinions. I am right and everybody else is wrong. This is where they come from. If more planets and points out of the 15 are in these Rakshasa Ganas, this person will have tendency to be rigid in their views. They can become critical and judgmental. What else are the key themes of Rakshasa Gana people? They are spontaneous, they are logical, they are analytical, they are risk takers, they are chaotic in their approach, they are chaos creators, they are dominant, professional, free-spirited, problem-solving capacity is very good, they are witty, creative, determined, pessimistic in nature, energetic, intuitive, they are very intuitive, judging, sensing and decisive. Remember this, although it's a tamasic gana, tamasic group of people or attitudes, these people have a very high degree of sensing the occult, the other side. There is a lot of mythological lore in Vedic texts about this Rakshasa Gana. They used to meditate for like thousands of years or something and call in the god and get boons to conquer or be inconquerable, or to go and outright conquer territories, right? So they're still thinking of going into the lower aspects with the higher powers. So these people are very occult in nature. They have innate tendency of occult present within them, but they will translate it, or they will use it for negative means. This is where the whole dance of creation comes into picture. The creation, or your soul, as per Vedic text, doesn't have any preferences in the matter. It is gunatmika, means it is gunatita. It is beyond the gunas of sattva, rajas and tamas, the soul of everyone. But when it comes to play in this field of 3D duality, it assumes a certain suit. It assumes a certain posturing of energy. And this has to play out through the vehicle of the intellect, the emotions, the mind, etc. That's all we have, the five senses and the intellect and emotion. That's where it plays out through. So these ganas, although they can be having innate knowledge of occult within them, innate is something very intuitive, they have got powerful intuition and occultic presence, but they tend to use that knowledge, the higher knowledge, for their selfish gains. This is where the growth and the development of Rakshasagana people has to come. They have to use it for the collective benefit, not for their selfish reasons. Okay, this is where the growth of Rakshasagana comes in. So let's jump right in. The first of the Rakshasagana people, Kritika Nakshatra. Kritika is an old name for the Pleiades. The lord of this nakshatra is Sun. The symbol is knife or a spear. The deity is Agni or the god of fire. Okay, so they are very good in fire ceremonies. These are the natural shamans of the planet. Their themes are active, female, soft, sharp, rajasic and passionate. On the plus side, they can be passionate and ambitious. On the negative side, they can go into addictions and compulsive behaviors. So you got to watch out for that. Other themes of this nakshatra, the Kritika nakshatra, which is ruled by Sun, is they are a warrior mentality. They are leadership. They are risk takers. Problem solving skills, which you just spoke of. See, all this will come up in every nakshatra. Rejection in love. They have this theme of being rejected in love. Lustful passions, and they have a lot of affairs. The Kritika nakshatra falls in the sign of Taurus. Many of the actors and actresses have this. That's why they have leadership skills. Many of the leadership in governments have this. That's why they have powerful leadership skills. They want to lead. Okay? Lead the pack. Okay, the next one of the Rakshasaganas is Ashlesha. Ashlesha is ruled by Mercury. So we are talking about the intellect here. Ashlesha means the embrace. Its lord is Mercury. So we are talking about the intellect. The symbol is the serpent. The deity is the Sarpas or the Nagas. Okay, the Nagaloka, the serpent, is always signified even in medical science as the healing capability. In occult science as the Kundalini or the Shakti which we all possess. The seven chakras, the Kundalini residing in the base of the spine. This is the Shakti energy which these people naturally seem to have. It falls in the zodiac sign of Cancer. So it's a water related kind of sign, obviously. And what are their themes of? They are active, female, sharp, tamasic. So you see how much tamas is coming out here. They are insightful and direct in their positive side. They are manipulative and blunt on the downside of things. The other themes of their life are transformation, awakening, healing. They can become good healers. Even mainstream doctors and surgeons come out of this. Discriminating. They feel discriminated against. They feel victimized. They are sensual and have very seductive eyes. Snake. We are talking about the energy of the snake here. They have secrets. They are all about secret. They are difficult to read. And they have a mysticism about them. The snakes are very mystical creatures. It's always been known in occult sciences around the world. So we are talking about that particular nakshatra, Ashlesha. Very beautiful nakshatra. Next one among the Rakshasaganas is Magha or the Bountiful. It falls in the zodiac sign of Leo. It is ruled by Ketu, the south lunar node. The symbol is the royal throne. The deity is the ancestors, the family ancestors. Magha has got a lot of ancestral energy about them. The ancestral wisdom in a family, in a lineage. Okay, family lineage may go 10,000 years back. Okay. The themes of this nakshatra are active, female, fierce, tamasic. There again, they can be good leaders and noble on the positive side. They can be dominant or feeling very entitled on the negative side. Other themes of this nakshatra are they are independent, entrepreneurial. They can become very egoistic. Falls in the sign of Leo. Guess what? They have ancestral energy which they need to use to recalibrate themselves. They are all about lineage, power and authority. Okay. Think of these themes as power and authority playing out in tamasic and rakshasa ganas. Who desires power? The one who wants power is the one who is very egocentric. One who wants attention directed at their human self. This itself shows the rakshasagana tendencies. And it will play out to others. Let's go to the next one. The next one among the rakshasaganas falls in the sign of Virgo, the Chitra, the bright one. It falls in the constellation of Spica. Okay. Its lord is Mars. Its symbol is a bright jewel or pearl. Its deity is the Vishwakarma or the celestial architect. Vishwakarma in Vedic texts is the guy. Vishwa means universe. Karma means the one who built it. Vishwakarma is the guy who actually physically designed the universe as per Vedic texts. So that's the lord of the sign that right there shows how creative these people are. The themes are it is active, female, soft and tamasic. It's very creative and entrepreneurial on the positive side. It's very superficial and materialistic on the negative side. It falls in the sign of Virgo half and other half in Libra. So these are Libra Virgonians. Success through age or spirituality is one of their themes. Opportunity, great intuition, they're charming, they have skill in crafts, handsy people. They're one of the themes of the life are they're fighting against formidable opponents in life. This is one of the prominent themes of the Chitra Nakshatra. And skill in crafts, they are very good in creative stuff. They can become our clothes designers, interior designers, that kind of thing. Okay, that's Chitra. The next one on our list is the Vishakha Nakshatra, the forked one. Vishakha means the forked one, fork. Okay, it falls in the sign of Libra. It's ruled by Jupiter. The nakshatra is ruled by Jupiter, although Libra is ruled by Venus. The symbol is a triumphal arch, okay, or a potter's wheel. The deity is Indra, the chief of gods, and Agni, the god of fire. So it's ruled by two deities. But think of Indra as the chief of gods. Now this guy, as portrayed Indra in the Vedic texts, is a very insecure chap. He's the king, but he's always kind of shown in the texts and mythology as the guy who's insecure of losing his throne. That right there, if it's ruled by Indra, shows the insecurity of Vishakha Nakshatra people. Anyway, we digress. So the themes of this are active, female, sharp, sattvic, determined and leading on the positive side. It's aggressive and domineering on the negative side. Its other themes of life are one-pointedness. They are very one-pointed in their approach, single-mindedness in their approach. Now this itself right there can make them very stubborn people. They have duality playing out in their life as they struggle, forked one. Remember, it was the forked one. So they are always caught between spiritualism and materialism. Do I want more materialist things in my life or am I a spiritual person? They're caught in this trap. They have major transformation points in life which make them change from maybe one career path to the next. Of course, we want to see the details of this chart to know if there is such a thing playing out. Planets and points falling in Vishakha is significant for any chart. It falls in the sign of Libra, last part going into Scorpio. They have themes of infidelity and delayed success. They have delayed success. They are going to wait a lot of time for getting success in their life. They have a theme of failed relationships. Many of these themes of Rakshasagana people have failed relationships. They are not very good at relationships. Guess why? Can you take a guess why? Well, they are very stubborn. In relationships, you got to make allowance for the other person's personality also to play out like yours is. But Rakshasagana people or many majority of planets and points, especially personal planets, if they are falling in Rakshasagana, they'll be dominated by I, me, myself. They're unable to see the other's point of view. That's why the failed relationship theme comes in. Right. Next one of the Rakshasa Ganas is Jyeshtha. Jyeshtha means the elder one, the eldest. This one falls in the sign of Scorpio. It's ruled by Mercury. Again, we talk about the intellect. Okay. Wherever Mercury nakshatras are there, they are ruled by the intellect. This affects the intellect of the person. Symbol is a circular amulet, an umbrella, or an earring. Deity, once again, ruled by Indra, the chief of gods. Again, Jyeshtha being the elder one. Indra is an insecure chief of gods, the one who is constantly afraid of losing his throne. Insecurity will play out in Jyeshtha Nakshatras, especially if it's in the ascendant or the moon sign or the personal planets. The themes are active, female, sharp, sattvic, heroic and prosperous on the positive side, adversarial and poor on the downside. Other themes of their life are achievement, beauty, wealth, kindness, empathy, achievement of goals. They are open, they are impulsive and rash. They have to be careful about this. Very impulsive and rash. They have temper tantrums and they are touchy people. Jyeshtha Nakshatra. Next one of the Rakshasa Ganas is Mula. Mula means the root of things. Mula Nakshatra falls in the sign of Sagittarius. It is ruled by Ketu, or the south lunar node of the moon, which makes a person by default very detached from things and wanting to seek deep into things. Okay, Mula means the root. Symbol is a bunch of roots tied together, or an elephant gourd. The old weapon which was used to harness the elephants, right? That's the elephant gourd. These are all old mythical texts from the Vedic texts, right? So they have got a different set of symbols. Their deity is Niriti, the god of dissolution and destruction, goddess. This is the goddess energy, which is like Kali, which is like the destroyer, okay? The one Shakti who wants to dissolve stuff. So that makes it tamasic, but that also makes it extremely powerful, okay? In terms of occult, these people born in Mula can sense the other side very, very easily. As easily as they breathe, really. So themes of them playing out is active, they're neuter, they're not having any gender bias, they're sharp, they're tamasic, disciplined and devoted on the positive side, controlling and inhibited on the downside. They are purposeful, adventurous, they can become self-centered, unforgiving. They have determination, they are pathfinders, they love to find the path on their own. This is the Mula. Forgive the throat today. They are indecisive, they can become indecisive kind of people. They can't make up their minds. Next in a line of Rakshasa Gana comes the Dhanishtha. Dhanishtha also is wrongfully translated as a person with lots of dhan or wealth. People have caught up with a lot of wealth business. Okay, the real wealth is the soul. Never mind. So Dhanishtha falls in the half in the nakshatra, in the sign of Capricorn, and half in the sign of Aquarius. It's ruled by Mars. Its symbol is the drum or the flute. That gives a hint right there that these people are very much into music. They can become good artists. Their deity is the eight Vasus, or the deities of earthly abundance. They are all about earthly abundance. Half in Capricorn, half in Aquarius. Their themes are, they are active, female, changeable, tamasic. On the good side, they can be practical or ambitious. On the downside, they can be imperious or autocratic. Their nakshatra themes are, they are into dance, music, wealth, versatility, they can be friendly and energetic, they have good organizational capability, they are very liberal-minded, remember it falling in Aquarius right there, liberals, they are devoted, they are ruthless, they are self-obsessed kind of people. All the tamasic qualities, you can see them play out. The next one on our list is Shatabhisha. Now, this is a really difficult Rakshasa Gana as we go forward. Shatabhisha means requiring 100 physicians. It is ruled by Rahu, or the North Node, which in itself is an obsessive compulsive guy. Its symbol is the empty circle or 1,000 flowers or stars. The deity is Varuna, or the god of cosmic water, sky and earth. Varuna is all about water. So the water energy playing out into an air sign of zodiac, Aquarius, the still air. Get the energy of that. The themes playing out for this Rakshasa Gana are there: active, neuter, changeable, tamasic. Knowingness and being discreet are their positive qualities. Having a bias and very concealing are their negative. They're very secretive people. Other nakshatra themes for Shatabhisha are ability to discover mystery, secrets. They are mystics. They are eager and stubborn. They are again, once again, the stubbornness of Rakshasa Gana. They are healing. They are mindfulness. They are needy of people, low self-esteem. They need people to give them adoration and self-esteem. Guess what? It falls in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius' 11th house is stuck in the head. So you're all about other people providing you the self-esteem. Not a good way to go, trust me. And they are, may become uncommunicative. They're secretive and silent. Withdrawn kind of creatures. This is the last of the Rakshasa Gana. That, my take, gentlemen, is the last of the 9 of the Rakshasa Ganas. Now remember, Rakshasa Gana is also required in 3D existence to provide physical things, because these people are all about tamas, tamasic energy, the desire to ground and materialize things is the Rakshasa Gana. And remember, you can have 5 planets or points in Devgana and other 10 of them, totally 15 we are talking about, including the outer planets, they might be in Devganas. Then what does that question becomes? What does that make that person? Well, it depends. It depends upon the ascendant, it depends upon the moon, it depends upon all the personal planets and the outer planets, which nakshatras they are falling into, which type of this 3 that we have discussed. This is what makes the complexity of Vedic astrology. Because it can be a set of permutations and combinations. No one is just one thing or one nakshatra. That could be like 1 in a billion. That's a very rare one. Even all the 10 avatars of Vishnu, as far as Vedic texts is concerned, were born in certain nakshatra. For example, Rama was born in Punarvasu nakshatra and Krishna was born in Rohini nakshatra. Anyone who takes the physical form of human body and has to live on this planet has to be born in some or the other energy of these nakshatras. That's why it's very crucial to understand it properly. Because unless you understand the nakshatras, you don't know how and where the mind is playing and what they would be good and successful and happy as, and what they need to recalibrate and adjust in this lifetime. Because the soul doesn't have any preferences. It is beyond gunas. It is beyond sattva, rajas, tamas. It is beyond all these qualities. It's an abstraction. Okay, it's beyond the concepts of the mind. The mind cannot understand the soul. The soul lives through the mind, lives through the emotion. The other way is true. Okay? So if you want to have a reading, get in touch with me on the Facebook. I suggest you follow me on YouTube channel, because the same things I'm putting in a pictorial format in my YouTube channel. You can follow me there. Suggest those, and you will see the same nakshatras in the pictorial format which I have made myself. You can see and follow me there. Share and subscribe if you want consultations on the Facebook. Keeping it simple here, folks. Have a great day ahead, and keep a listen on tomorrow onwards. We'll handle some other aspects of Vedic astrology. We'll take more and more deep dives into this. This is just the beginning. We are just getting warmed up about Vedic astrology here. Take care. Have a good day and be safe wherever you are, please.